ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy David, aka Packet Stiller. Follow me on Twitter at Packet Stiller, and welcome to Just Processing. It's been a while, I know it's been a while, but we are back in here. So it looks like Microsoft is really trying to become the Netflix of gaming, and I've got some thoughts. Xbox recently put out a blog post detailing how they're bringing Xbox to basically every screen they can. They're partnering with smart TV manufacturers to get an Xbox app on the TV, and even coming out with an Xbox dongle that you can plug into your TV like a Roku or a Chromecast. Now, obviously, Xbox Game Pass has been quite the success for Microsoft, and it's only logical that the company would take the next step in making it even more accessible. You see, Microsoft says that they want anybody to be able to play Xbox games with just a controller. I mean, it's the dream, right? All you do is buy a controller and connect it to the Xbox app on your TV or streaming device like a Roku and you're off. No more expensive consoles to buy, no more building an expensive PC. But wait, isn't this exactly what Google Stadia is doing? Well, yes and no. You see, Google initially pitched Stadia as an alternative to console gaming. The cloud would essentially be your console. You'd buy individual games at full price and play on Google's cloud infrastructure instead of dedicated hardware. Microsoft is going a slightly different route, though, by offering a full library of games for a monthly subscription fee. So what does this mean for the future of Xbox consoles? Is Microsoft getting out of the hardware business? Is this the last generation of consoles? For now, I believe Microsoft will continue making Xbox consoles, perhaps even a sequel to the current Xbox Series S and Series X. I think they realize that many people still prefer to game on dedicated machines. Cloud gaming can be a very convenient thing and great for most games that aren't fast-paced and require precise timing. However, network latency is still a problem for all current cloud gaming solutions. I don't believe cloud gaming will become the primary way people play games for quite a while because of the latency that's involved in cloud gaming. I've played all of the major ones, such as Microsoft's xCloud, Google Stadia, Shadow, and NVIDIA GeForce Now, and while I have had some great experiences on all of them, there are still those times where I really prefer dedicated hardware. And there is another issue that will inevitably come up to the forefront, and that's already being discussed right now, and that's the ownership of games. I mean, don't get me wrong, Game Pass is one of the best deals in gaming, and if you have an Xbox or a PC, you'd be crazy for not trying it out. However, many people still have legitimate concerns about game ownership. Similar to music streaming services like Apple Music and Spotify and video streaming services like Netflix, you don't own any of it. You're merely paying for the right to access a curated library of content. One big reason many people prefer dedicated hardware is the ability to buy and own their games. Many people still prefer to buy physical games and maintain an actual, tangible library. Even on the digital front, there are some online stores like Good Old Games or GOG, which are DRM-free, which means that you're able to own the game outright forever, basically. There's also the publishers and developers to think about as well. Microsoft has to come up with a revenue-sharing business plan that allows developers and publishers to make money if their games do well on Game Pass. Microsoft has already pointed out that individual sales of games tend to go up after going on Game Pass. I mean, just look at Outriders. This is likely because it gives gamers a chance to try out games before fully committing $60 or $70 to it. Still, I'm hoping that this doesn't become like a Spotify situation where music artists are paid by how many streams they get and end up supplementing their income with tours. Finally, I wonder if it will lead to a total segregation of game content where every major publisher basically puts all their games behind a monthly paywall. Technically, Ubisoft and EA already have their own subscription services. Will this lead to a situation like the current TV landscape where everybody has a subscription service? I mean, we already pay for Netflix, Apple TV+, Hulu, HBO Max, Paramount+, Disney Plus? Are we now going to have to pay for Ubisoft Plus, EA Play, PlayStation Now, xCloud, Activision Plus, Square Enix Plus? I really, really hope not. On the plus side, I do like the accessibility that cloud gaming brings. Granted, it's going to have to accommodate people who don't have fast internet connections. But since a good chunk of the world are mobile gamers, introducing the ability to play AAA games via cloud gaming on their $200 phone is a nice proposition. What is the future of Xbox? According to Microsoft, it's a future where everybody is able to play Xbox games regardless of what screen they're on. And you know what? If this kickstarts a gaming revolution that expands accessibility and allows more people to play, then I'm all for it. That said, I'm not giving up my beefy gaming PC anytime soon. But what do you think? Hit me up on Twitter and let's have a conversation. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/packetstealer. I do some tech reviews and game impressions, so if you like that kind of stuff, I'd appreciate the sub. Oh, and of course, if you're not already subscribed to the Black Techies podcast and YouTube channel, feel free to do that. You can also follow them on Twitter at The Black Techies. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, Soli Deo Gloria.